This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill, Mac looked great yesterday, only the second quarterback to throw for over 300 yards against Tennessee in regulation. You look at Josh McDaniels and his game plan for him. He seems to be bringing him along perfectly to really showcase his talent. Does Mac's ability on the field make it easier for Josh to kind of game plan better or bigger than maybe quarterbacks that you've had in the past?
Maybe easier to game plan over Tom Brady? No.
No, I just mean as a rookie. Why?
Quite a pause there from Bill, Courtney.
I thought we lost connection.
No, it was as soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, why the hell are you saying this? Why are you saying that quarterbacks in the past, you know that he's going to put this back on Tom Brady?
I mean, speaking of game planning, you discussed that question with Wiggy, and it didn't come out of your mouth any of the way in which you discussed it.
She was very confident for like the first two sentences, but then once she went to bigger, what'd you say?
Bigger and better, maybe.
Bigger and better than
I don't know, you guys. When I tell you,
any other quarterback that you may have had here in the past,
she kind of fell apart there.
But I think you got a little bit of a nugget out of it.
Yeah, I got a huge nugget out of that.
So then you're welcome.
Oh yeah,
you're welcome.
They've been bringing him along slowly.
Better or bigger?
That's not your nugget.
No. Because if you listen to his response,
oh, okay, play it again. Let's listen.
No. Just
please don't.
His response. He got a little upset with the question, implying that they are bringing him along slowly. Because remember, he went into, you know, whether a guy's 10 years, 5 years, 4 years, 8 years. The thing I got out of that, because he said we put on a guy's plate whatever we think he can handle. So if a guy can't handle a lot, then we don't put a lot on his plate. He even brought up Cam Newton last year. Now, I think Mac can handle more than Cam, but he's still kind of saying that Mac can't handle a lot of it. We have to stack on his plate what he can handle, and then as we know he can handle that, then we add to that. Mm. So everybody's like, wow, they're bringing him along slow. No, they're not bringing him along slow. They're saying this is what he can handle. And we're not going to give him more than he can handle because he can't. That's what I got out of his answer from that. Huh. So everybody wants that question answered. I think Bill answered that question for you because he got a little upset about the tone of,
yeah,
well, you guys are bringing him along slowly. No, we're not doing that.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he regrets saying starch me up. He didn't want to talk about
potatoes. Oh, that and the white T-shirt comment did not go your way this morning.
Well, he did say, I appreciate the –
means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, it means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, it means a lot. Thanks.
Starch me up, though. That thing did not –
what? I actually think that he liked the fashion thing. That is Bill's dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Starch me up. What probably happened is everybody stole that from you and probably were asking him all day long about starch me up. And then
he's sick of it. He's sick of hearing about it. By the way, I got to follow up on the potato question. Did you get what you wanted on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, I'm all set. Yeah, Linda took care of it.
Okay. What was it, mashed or scalloped or baked?
Sweet potatoes.
Okay, good.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right. All right, okay. All right, good.
What about the sweet potatoes, though?
Did, Didn't notice the Titans out there huddling on the Patriots logo again. Didn't notice that at all.
Bill doesn't pay close attention to that stuff.
What was up with that handshake between the two of them? Vrabel wouldn't even look him in the eye.
Yeah.
Vrabel was like, look, I can't stand each other, I guess.
But do you think it was a blowout win? What is he going to do? Oh, Bill, hi. Yeah, so great to see you. You know, you're probably pissed at your team. You're pissed at what happened.
When you're shaking hands with him.
Yeah.
He was looking in the other direction.
Yeah.
I think that Vrabel probably, based on his time here, you know, he respects Bill. He enjoyed playing here. But I think he maybe holds a little bit of a grudge.
You think so?
Yeah.
He traded him to Kansas City. When they sucked, he put him in a package with Matt Castle to go to Kansas City. In the 2007 season, Mike Vrabel had 12 and a half sacks on the undefeated regular season team. I mean, wouldn't you be pissed?
Yeah.
And you get traded because you said they have Patriot placed and we get no cash from it. So the Crafts were mad and they kicked you out of town.
You should have got called for throwing the challenge, the red flag at the ref.
He dumped it.
He threw it right at him.
Because
it's dangerous. It's got somebody in the eye with that thing.
Well, how did they miss that call?
Yeah, that's probably what he was doing. Like, you moron, how'd you miss that?
Nobody touched him. He rolled into the end zone.
Right.
Like, this isn't college.
Right. You're not down where you land. You just keep going. He probably was like, you moron, I'm going to throw this thing at you. Oh, and the other nugget I took out of it, when I asked him about the Raiders and Dallas game, because there were a ton of penalties, and the Dallas Cowboys, boy, I tell you, they have a ton of talent. That would be, like, that's the... We talked about this on NFL Sunday. That is a great team to coach because Dak Prescott, I'm telling you, is a great player. But Mike McCarthy is an absolute buffoon.
Moron.
Buffoon. I don't know if you see how that game ended. The guy jumped off sides on the field goal. They move it 5 yards up. The same guy jumps offside on the field goal again, and the guy misses it. What a moron. But when I said to him about the penalties and the discipline, I got – we are a very disciplined and smart football team, unlike these morons around the rest of the NFL.
Well, yeah, you get a great question response every question you ask.
Great question and a good question.
The guy loves your questions.
Well, you know,
great point, Greg.
Well, I don't know. Curtis and I have been working on this.
Oh, you have?
Behind the scenes.
Oh, behind the scenes.
Yes, I go to the dungeon and he teaches me how to say the question.
And Wiggy teaches me
great question.
Wiggy teaches me how to be hip. It's a long work in progress.
Don't use the word hip in Wiggy today, please. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a real issue.
But I got a lot out of
it. I can't walk because of the hot tub incident.
You get out of...
So was it like, were there other people in the tub or were you solo tub?
No, there was like maybe two other people in the tub.
Oh, they watched it happen?
And my son was... Well, you couldn't tell it happened.
Oh.
Yes, it was...
Oh, hey, you acted like you weren't hurt?
Yes.
What kind of a grown man throws their hip out... getting into a hot tub.
Ah!
I mean, I...
Well, he clearly kind of injury, didn't use...
That's like a... You're not even as old as I am.
Yeah, but then you hear Bill...
Ow!
Then you hear Bill say that.
Wait, you know. Don't let him say that to you. The guy freaking injured his back tripping over a puppy gate.
It was I broke my ankle, thank you, and one of my knucklehead kids didn't secure the puppy gate properly.
Oh! Well, then you hear Bill say that, you know what, hey... When you know, there are a lot of crazy things that happen to professional athletes. So he kind of agreed with me. Things happen all the time.
You tried to take the easy route. You didn't use the stairs. You tried to just hop into the chair.
I try to go like on the, you know, when you get in the hot tub, they have the level you sit on and where the jet comes out.
Yep.
So I try.
Were you trying to sit on the jets again? I thought you were asked not to do that at the gym.
I do sit right in front of the jet so I can get my lower back. And I misjudged the depth of the ledge.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wait a second. I keep going down and down. And I got into this awkward single leg squat position.
Do you wear goggles in the hot tub?
No, I don't wear goggles in the hot tub. But let's get it off me. Courtney, I will say this. Even though your questions, you know, sometimes Bill was a little bit, I think we get a lot out of when you ask him questions.
Because
there was a good nugget in
there. All right. Any other nuggets that you got from Bill?
No, but I think that's the biggest nugget of all is the fact that he was very upset that people are saying that Josh is bringing Mac Jones along slowly. Like, that's a criticism, and I felt like, in his mind, on his coaching staff.
Huh.
That's what I got out of it, because did you hear his Did you hear his voice when after she asked that question?
Oh, and, I did.
And he kind of was
sent
like,
shivers down my spine.
It's going to be
me
another,
up at night.
That's going to be another stressful week for you.
I already got a tweet that was like, live look at Ken trying not to roast Courtney on air. It's the kid with his head about to blow off.
Oh, yeah, Ken has made
maybe easier to game plan over Tom Brady. No.
Yeah. Ken has said nothing about it.
Nope. Nothing at all.
Restraint from Ken over there.
But I do have a nugget that I'll highlight during trending.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh,
a good teaser there.
All right. Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day in about 10 or 15 minutes at 7:30. And then the news at 7:45 with Courtney. Science has determined that something we always suspected about cats is true. So we'll get to that during the news coming up at 7:45. And Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on a Patriots Monday here on the Greg Hill Show. Here is Ken and what is trending.
Brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. 844-VA-CARES. Learn more about the benefits you earned and deserve. 844-VA-CARES.
By the way, glad that you're here this morning. I was a little concerned because I know you have a variant alarm which goes off in your home when there's, when there's a new variant.
Not so discussing that with you Neanderthals.
Is that the African variant?
Dump.
No, it's a Greek alphabet.
Oh, is that
variant?
Omicron. Why have they been showing it all over the news?
You can't say where it's from. Yeah. Okay.
My bad.
It's B.1748 pi. Depth chart.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Here's the biggest nugget, Rick. Here's the biggest nugget.
Okay.
When discussing the run defense, Wiggy asked this question, and Bill said it was just like the 2019 game, except for what? Here's the response.
Statistically, this game wasn't a lot different from the 19 game in terms of what their production was, you know, rushing, passing, and so forth. The big difference, obviously, is the turnovers, and we score a lot more points.
We scored a lot more points.
Good nugget, Matt. See?
Whoa. Ooh,
who's that a shot at?
That's one Tom Brady. Didn't he have a pick six in that game?
I did my job in that game. TB12 did not. And then he flew the coop.
Good point. Because remember, in that game, you had a first and goal you couldn't get. And in this game, they had like a first and goal that you were able to create a turnover off. Good nugget. I didn't even think about
that. Thank you,
Wicks. See?
I'm gaining on you.
And Morris Chestnut Colts, they're out there.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Now, 36-13, the final. Still does not get them favorite status coming up Monday night in Buffalo. 3-point underdogs.
Huh.
How do you size up this, the first of two colossal meetings now with the Bills?
I think they did what they needed to do. All you have to do is split this, the two games in Buffalo. You did what you needed to do against the Titans to control the number one seed. Because I think Baltimore is going to lose. If you look at Baltimore's remaining schedule, the rest of their games are all very difficult against teams that have 500 records or better. So split with Buffalo. You already had a better conference record than them, so you'll be able to win the tiebreaker there. That's the most important thing out of this.
Well, you got the haters texting in this morning saying, big deal, they beat the Titans team with a bunch of Scrubines playing. So
4A is pounding that drum. If they meet again in the playoffs and Tennessee is healthy, they're going to beat you. Basically, to paraphrase.
Well, Derrick Henry's going to be back for the playoffs, correct?
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure about that.
I heard that he would be great.
Okay. Yeah. A.J. Brown is on IR, so what's he out like 3 weeks? And Julio Jones is kind of, I'm not even really Julio Jones. Derrick Henry's the guy. But what's Derrick Henry going to be like when he comes back?
And I would definitely take Mac over Tannehill. We talked about that recently.
Yeah.
And Ken's right. Without Derrick Henry, Tannehill's mediocre.
Yeah, Tannehill 11 of 21 for 93 yards.
Awful.
Terrible.
Well, we knew he was a Scrubines in Miami. And then when he got to Tennessee, he became basically a guy that was a passenger. But when you asked him to drive, he really couldn't drive.
Sunday Night Football last night, the Ravens did win, beat the Browns 16-10 despite four picks thrown by Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
So Baltimore's 8-3, they're the one seed. Patriots are tied in losses also with the Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, and Titans. So it is crowded at the top. Celtics picked up a win at Toronto, 109-97, a rare good fourth quarter for the Green. Five players in double figures, including Marcus Smart, pretty good last night, Wiggs.
Yeah, Toronto stinks.
Enos Kanter changing his name today, Greg, you should think about this, to Freedom. Freedom is his last name now. Enos Kanter Freedom upon becoming a U.S. citizen.
Is that hyphenated on the back of his jersey?
He should have just gone with the one-word name, like Prince. He should have just gone with Freedom.
Yeah, just Freedom.
Or a complete change. Like when Ron Artest changed his name, he went to Meta World Peace.
Right.
Like, but go complete change. Don't just add Freedom to, you're still Enos Kanter.
I call him LeBron Communist.
Like, I agree with you. If you're going to change your name, go complete change. You can't just hyphenate it like, oh, what did you...
Well, did you complain about Meta World Peace?
No, no, because he did a whole complete name change. He went from Ron Artest to Meta World Peace. I got no... Muhammad, Cassius Clay went to Muhammad Ali, complete name. You just went Enos Kanter, you added Freedom to
the added Freedom on the end of it.
It's only half measure.
Right. Yeah, you're not fully diving into...
I feel like Freedom should be the middle name if you're going to do that.
So, Enos Freedom.
Freedom Kanter.
But then that's, I kind of like that.
But then is that a nickname? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
He should have just changed his name completely to Freedom.
I agree with you. One word.
Bruins won as well. Nice comeback for the Bees last night. Down 2-1 into the third. Couple of power play goals late. Marsh all over that. Great pass to set up Pastrnak for the game winner with 3 minutes to go.
Santo's maiden name is Freedom.
See the big NHL news?
Oh, your guy Kane released.
Yeah, well, you said you might want to add some offense to your to your secondary scoring, Evander Kane, on waivers.
Back to the virus, the variant. Mm-hmm. Could this affect the Coco wedding? That's the biggest fear.
Why would you even put that out there?
I'm just saying. That's the first thing I thought about.
We're manifesting good vibes. Everything's going to be fine.
A lot of travel restrictions. How was the travel going to Virginia? Was it crazy? You went down there?
It was the airport when I left Logan on Wednesday. The airport was a disaster. One of the screening machines went down. Ooh. And so it was like a couple hours to get through security.
Damn.
But you were TSA pre.
Huh?
Thought you were TSA pre.
That's $80. You think I'm going to spend money on
that? Oh, I thought last
the,
week you said you were TSA pre-check.
I don't do any of that stuff.
Jesus.
Have you posted the woman in front of your gate video that you shared with us on any of your social media channels?
Oh, no. The lady doing Tai Chi? No, I did not.
Oh, you should. That was amazing.
The lady was doing like a 40-minute Tai Chi exercise before getting on the plane at Logan.
Trying to calm herself.
Yeah.
That's the Matt Jones thing.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it down there in Goochland, Virginia. I mean, that is that's as American as you can get there, Wiggy.
The VA, man. I got family members in like Hampton or Newport News.
Yeah.
But not Goochland.
I went to take a picture. The courthouse there is really well known, and I went to take a picture. Took a picture, and there was a big monument up in front of it. And then I took the picture. It was a beautiful picture. And then I went and examined the monument, and it was like some sort of an ode to the Confederate soldiers.
And
so
Goochland.
I decided I probably should not post. Yeah, is it a good idea that I didn't post that?
Yeah, it's probably because you got to understand, you weren't in the DMV part of Virginia.
The what?
The DMV.
What's that?
That's like the D.C., Maryland, Virginia part.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, you were closer to...
Goochland is the heart of Virginia. Is that what you're saying?
It's away from Chocolate City.
Real quick, big baseball note here, Greg. Growing indications that Max Scherzer is going to go to the Mets, and the offer right now is 4 years, $42 million per year.
Wow.
Per year. For Scherzer.
How do they pay that? $42 million a year?
Not done yet, but that's the rumor.
Wow.
Wow, the Sox have been really active, man.
And the Mets.
You got Waka.
How were the Mets last year, weren't they?
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Right?
They fizzled out.
Jesus.
That's what's trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Holiday season officially underway. Curtis, you mentioned it earlier, but Coco and Santo have the tree up. So that means you went. When did you put it up? Did you put it up pre-Thanksgiving?
No, we put it up on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Put it up on Saturday. Yesterday, we watched, you're a big Ted Lasso guy. Mm-hmm. The Ted Lasso Christmas episode in season two, I believe. It is maybe the best Christmas episode of a TV series of all time.
That is a bold statement to make.
It is. I'm telling you, I had tears in my eyes at the end. That. It was so, so well done.
The Office Christmases, any one of them, is the greatest of all time.
Correct,
Have
Curtis.
You seen Ted Lasso's?
We have two Santas. It's a problem.
Have you seen Ted Lasso?
Well, the show that sticks with me is Ted Lasso.
Have you seen Kevin sit on Michael's lap as Santa? If you watch that and don't cry, you're not human.
Now, are you guys a green or white tree?
We're green.
And do you have a tree guy?
No. Ours is fake. Our Christmas tree is fake.
Okay.
Which I know is controversial, but in an apartment complex, it is safer to have a fake tree, and it's also less cleanup.
What do you mean safer?
Well, because you keep it up for so long, then the tree gets dry.
Yeah.
You're in an
You think the thing is going to spontaneously combust?
I'm always nervous about that, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Well, with the lights on and everything, so you just have to be careful. So we like our fake tree. It's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's easy cleanup.
We do a fake and a real tree.
You do both?
Yeah, we used to do real trees all the time when the kids were younger, and then we kind of got into this fake tree world. You know, which one that the Home Depot one, it goes up and down.
Yeah.
And then my youngest son was like, oh, we should go back because it's like a little family tradition. We go out looking for a tree and they get to pick one. So we're back
Probably going to need some help putting that sucker up this year because of the hip injury.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I'm not on the shelf too long with the hip and the groin.
Snowport.
I like how you keep adding the groin. Your wife told me yesterday when she called me because she felt awful for
you
that you had your wife call me to tell me that you couldn't work today.
That
it was your hip. She said nothing about your groin.
Yeah,
you threw your hip out getting into a hot tub.
Yeah, it's like the hip groin regional.
Does it feel like it's out of place?
It feels like, you know, it's a little bit out of place and a little bit torn. So it don't feel great, but you know what? We move forward.
Yeah.
Do you have any physical therapy you have to start doing?
No, I mean, I do that on my own. I've been doing that. I will... I will get in a hot tub, cold tub, but I will go down the steps.
What's the miscommunication going on with the wife here?
What happened with that?
Yeah, I didn't realize it until she was like, oh, I hit up Greg. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? To let him know that you'd be out. And, you know, I like to come in and, you know, she's always looking out for my best interest. She's like, you know, because sleeping, you're having a rough time. I'm like, no, I'll be good. You know, I generally... You
so
know.
That was an unauthorized call that she made asking if you could work from home.
Well, it ain't unauthorized because everything she do is authorized. but I wasn't aware of it. And I just said, no, I'm good. I'm good.
That's sweet. She loves you.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
I tell you, she's ride or die.
It was very nice.
By the way, if you do the fake tree, we do as well. You have to have candles that smell like the trees.
Okay. And maybe you even get a smaller pine situation going. Like at Trader Joe's, they have this Grinch tree that we always buy. So we have that little one, you know, to give it a little scent.
Speaking of candles, I believe I will be able to make the announcement about the first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle.
That'll be good for Christmas.
Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'll be able to make that announcement.
A great Christmas gift for people.
Is it just going to smell like Lincoln?
Sniff.
Don't forget.
It's going to smell like a hot seafood tower, Curtis.
Ew. Don't forget that if you make a $100 donation tomorrow to the Greg Hill Foundation, then you get a sweatshirt.
Yes, you get one of the green Cisco collab sweatshirts, which you say are electric.
They are electric.
Fire. They're fire.
Honestly, and I'm not just
saying
this.
Electric and fire. Can something be electric and fire?
Of course.
Okay.
That would be a real Christmas tree in Courtney's mind.
An electrical fire. It is one of the most comfortable sweatshirts I've ever put on. So.
All right. So tomorrow, Tie Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Law will join us at 8:30. And Thursday is Bruins Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to talk to Mike Milbury.
I got some questions for Milbury. Because it looks like somebody might be headed to the ninth floor.
I know who you're talking. Are you?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's no longer on the first team power play. What's he now skating with the third liners?
I mean, he has been a little bit of a disappointment. So is it too early to call Taylor Hall a disappointment at this point, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, they're actually winning games. What are they like? They're like 5-2 in the last seven or something.
Yeah,
but how much money? How much money are you paying this guy?
gave him a reasonable amount of money.
Right. So you paid him what?
Well, that's the knock on him is that, I mean, last year he was playing for a deal, so.
He's making $6 million a year, mm-hmm. and he's a third liner. Well, at least that's where he is now, and he's not even on your first power play unit no more. So I don't know. I think Milbury, you know, when you ask him like real questions, he don't sugarcoat stuff. And if Taylor Hall, people were saying, well, he was a little bit sensitive or whatever the word they use for him in Buffalo, you don't think that's kind of a knock that you're putting your fourth best player now on the third line?
Well, this plays into the theory that Krejci was the reason why Hall had such success last year. So if you want to play into the is Krejci ever going to come back, you better hope so, because that seems like that was the key to Hall's success.
Well, we'll be able to talk to Mike Milbury about that coming up on Bruins Thursday. We will talk with Boomer Esiason at 8 this morning, and we will get to Wiggy's top five takeaways from yesterday in 60 seconds at 8:30 this morning. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Rocky, the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
Time now for the dumbest of the day, and we listened to everything, Curtis, that happened over the weekend, and we have determined this morning that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yeah, so we have dunks on every corner, Starbucks, you name it. If you need coffee in this wonderful part of America, you can get it relatively easily. We just got it delivered. I mean, it's amazing. Ken is still fascinated and just shocked that you can press a button and have coffee delivered. But we had a driver who was on the roads past couple days, fell asleep and crashed into a 7-Eleven, which I don't understand. We did the Tiger Woods thing for like a month and a half where Wiggy thinks it's normal that you're full of energy and then you fall right asleep. But I don't understand how that is still something done today. If you're really tired, you can just get an Uber and get to where you want to go. But this is cut number 9, Ken.
I think because of the way they hit, if they hit one of these poles, it might have been a different story where they hit an object out front that slowed them down, and then the wall slowed them down, so it wasn't like a head-on collision. It kind of slowed them down.
Could you imagine working in a store and all of a sudden a car comes flying?
Especially a 7-Eleven, because that has to be a perfect hit, because there's so many obstacles to get from a road to a 7-Eleven. The way that you could just drive directly into one, that's hard to do.
It's possible. A good sunshine. We've talked about the lake jumping up on you before. These are things that are possible. And, yeah, people are falling asleep relatively quick. I mean, we still don't have this Tiger Woods information, but, you know.
By the way, he's on the right on the range again.
Yeah,
he looked good.
He looked good.
He had a sleeve on his leg all the way down, but
he's
going to
be playing again.
He's hitting golf balls. I mean, do you think he has a chance of ever winning a tournament again?
No.
Yeah. No?
It's Tiger Woods. You can't say no.
And he's so young.
After what?
So
after
young.
That injury?
Yeah, I know,
he's not so young.
Wait a second. Who was the guy? Now, I'm not the golf expert on this show, but didn't a guy just win one of these major golf tournaments that was really old and everybody talked about? Was it Phil Mickelson?
Mickelson, yeah.
And isn't he, like, really old?
He's 3 or 4 years older than Tiger.
Yeah.
And Tiger's going to be 46 in December.
Really?
Yep.
I thought one guy won it, like, in his mid to late 50s just recently.
You can potentially win one, but Tiger's got a lot of tread on those legs. I mean, the guy he's had fusion surgeries on his back.
I'm not saying that, but I think, you know, the guy's already hitting golf balls. We know.
My dad hits golf balls. He's not going to win the Masters.
But don't you think that golf is the type of sport that as you get older, you can get better? Like, my dad said last season it was the best golf he's ever played. My dad's 65 years old. So, you know, my dad's played golf his entire life. So I think, you know, obviously he doesn't play on the same level as Tiger Woods, but Tiger Woods, as he gets older, I don't think we should count him out.
The old guys end up shooting their age because they stripe it down the middle, like, you know, 200 yards, get up there and hit it again on the green, and then they pop. I mean, you get better when you're not trying, but it's different. Your dad playing golf is different than Tiger Woods playing golf.
Thank you. I do understand that, but I do think that you're talking about Tiger Woods, so I don't think any injury, any age situation, you can count him out.
Am I a good athlete, and am I a good golfer?
Yeah, some guy, Julius Burrows or something like that? He won it at 48. And how old's Tiger?
46.
All right. So
yeah, I don't care about his age as much as I care about him coming back from that. That was horrific, the injuries.
I know, but if he's able to – I mean, he's already hitting golf balls, right?
I mean, so what does that mean? He's hitting golf balls. We can go to Mick Golf later today. I'll hit a golf ball. I'll never win a tournament.
No, but if he's on the road to recovery, then I think what happens is – can he, because it's going to be more about can he walk the 18 holes and do all that? Is he physically able to do that? And we've seen guys come back from, like, Tiger Woods injuries and play other more competitive sports.
I'm more concerned about you coming back from the hip injury.
Right.
Yes.
I just got a text from your wife.
Oh, uh-oh, man.
I mean, this is a serious.
Yes. She texted me saying that I have a tear.
Oh, you have a tear?
Yeah.
Wiggy has a torn hip flexor.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's lying about the injury because it happened in a hot tub.
Oh. That's why. I've had a torn hip flexor before. That's really painful.
He's fraudulent.
why is a groin injury better than a hip injury anyway?
No, it does. If you tear your hip flexor.
Because he doesn't want people to understand that he's 100 and he's out of shape athlete.
If you tear your hip flexor, it feels like it's in your groin.
Right. It's all in that area. Yes. Groin, hip flexor, so it's all kind of in that area.
And I just saw a report that Joe Biden entered and exited a hot tub on Nantucket without an incident over the weekend.
I told you, I misjudged, and I didn't know my wife was going to do this, but I misjudged the depth. Those hot tubs, man, if you, with the bubble.
It doesn't make it sound any better, Wiggy.
No.
With the bubbles, it's hard to tell how deep it is?
Yeah, you don't really know, because you usually.
Did you go down? Like, did you stumble in the, how did it happen?
He said no one knew, so he must have caught himself.
No, I was on the, holding on to the little railing. You know, you go down the steps. So. If you ever remember it's hot in the hot tub. So I put one foot in, obviously to feel the temperature of the hot tub. And then as I'm holding on to the bar and I'm leaning and I'm squatting down with one leg and the other one reaching for the step, it's like a single leg squat motion. Uh-huh. And that's when I heard rip and grind.
Oh, whoops.
Oh. Yes. Oh. And I came right back up and I felt like, oh, man.
Why did you get mouth to mouth?
Ow! And yes, I did. I told my wife that. And she wanted me to stay home. But, you know, I told her I'd be fine.
All right. Well, that was the dumbest of the day.
What, me in the hot tub?
No. Curtis said that. Although you could, can I nominate Eater? You know, do you ever go to Eater.com?
Yeah.
What is that?
Eater. It's a website. Good website. But they put Eater.com put a trigger warning on their green bean casserole recipe for Thanksgiving over the weekend because Thanksgiving now apparently is triggering some people.
Okay.
Really?
So
that's
interesting. So we have reached a point in this country where if you're going to share a green bean casserole recipe for Thanksgiving, you need to put a trigger warning on.
Oh.
And it's because of the holiday, not just because it's gross.
No, it's because it was the holiday.
Yeah, I thought it was because it was gross.
Being gross.
I tried your thing at Thanksgiving, but it didn't work.
What?
I tried to go for the small portions.
Oh, that didn't work?
No.
The Black Mac that Mrs. Wiggins made looked delicious.
Yeah, so I loaded up.
You brought some of that in. I would really like to try that.
I went through it quick.
All right, we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
It's time for
what I saw, I could not unsee.
The news.
You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job.
With your host.
Didn't Christopher Columbus come to Plymouth?
Courtney Cox.
Forest Stoughton High School to go.
Stoughton.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
I was flabbergasted.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, a quick suggestion from the Twitch chat. Someone is watching the program this morning on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and they are suggesting that Wiggy and Mrs. Wiggins over-exaggerating the hip injury so Wiggy does not have to participate in the Jingle All the Way 5K this weekend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. How about that? Didn't even think of that.
Didn't think about it.
Is that what's going on here?
No, it's not what's going on here.
Oh.
You want to see my rap?
Yeah. Hold on. Don't take it. You're going to take your pants down? Please don't. Oh, yeah. All right. You got a full wrap on. Is that heat or ice?
No, it's just a compression wrap.
Okay.
try to keep everything snug and in place.
Okay. The news brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Boomer Esiason coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. And then at 8:30, Wiggy's top five takeaways from yesterday's game in 60 seconds. You had a tease for that, correct?
Yeah, I do.
What's the tease?
Oh, yesterday was a great win, but also you might have lost one of your biggest players.
You may have lost one of your biggest players mm-hmm. with that win yesterday?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get to that at 8:30.
Well, you must have seen social media was ablaze yesterday with President Joe Biden leaving Nantucket.
Yes.
I felt like there were a lot of videos, a lot of tweets, a lot of posts.
Uh-huh.
He celebrated Thanksgiving on island with his family, but he didn't leave without controversy. I'm sure you saw it and reshared it and sent it to everybody you knew.
I haven't shared anything about the president.
Because he was spotted inside Murray's without a mask on.
Oh.
There was photo taken.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Well, but how did that happen?
You never know.
There's a mask mandate. On Nantucket.
Is that
there
I was
is.
Gonna ask?
Yes.
What's the
yes, there is. Yes.
Okay.
It's probably
yes,
eating. Something like that.
Eating in Murray's togglery?
Well,
I don't believe
you know,
anybody
maybe
eats
he
in Murray's.
Brought in an ice cream from
You're not supposed to bring food into Murray's you might
so
get
So it seems like you knew a little bit more.
You might spill your ice cream on the Nantucket Reds that they sell over there. That's
sounds like Joe Biden is fraudulent.
Yep. But shouldn't the Secret Service run in and when there's an imminent threat and help him put his mask up over his mouth and nose, Curtis?
No, they run in with a Werther's Original.
Isn't that a fine out in Nantucket? Isn't that
like $250
right?
usually?
But did he have to pay that?
I don't know. He was also asked a very important question. Here's the exchange between the president and Sean Dew, the co-founder of Town Pool.
Do you prefer Manhattan or New England clam chowder?
I don't like either.
Oh, my God. All right, good answer.
No, New England clam chowder.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Was that Spaz?
It kind of did sound like him.
All that with his mask off, huh?
Yep.
I mean, I do agree with the guy. Manhattan clam chowder is trash. It's not even chowder. It's like soup.
Yep. Yeah, I don't eat clam chowder, like so I wouldn't know.
It's like a brothy soup. It's nothing.
Speaking of bouginess over Thanksgiving, Greg posting on his Instagram story, teaching my nephews how to make the perfect Manhattan.
They didn't know how to make it. I had to go out and get all the ingredients. It's a considerable effort in making the perfect Manhattan.
Thank you for keeping us posted.
Yep. Well, a wild scene in Florida. A 26-year-old stowaway arrived in the landing gear compartment of American Airlines Flight 1182 from Guatemala City to Miami International Airport on Saturday. The video from Only in Dade shows the man sitting on the ground as airport personnel tried to give him water, make sure that he was okay.
Yeah, it was like a three-hour flight.
Right. It was a 2-hour and 30-minute flight, okay. And he was unharmed.
And he was in the landing gear.
It makes no sense.
Amazing. Crazy. The temperature gets really cold up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So he, was he on the leg of the plane and then it went up? Like, I almost picture, Dave Chappelle from Con Air.
Well, it's an interesting note, Wiggy, because that's actually how Danielle got to Iceland.
Is that how she got to Iceland?
No.
Running next to the plane, and then, wait a second, why isn't the landing gear going up?
Well, here is the pilot of the flight, Willard Shepherd.
So this person was in there a time period, probably about 2 hours, where they were subjected to sub-zero temperatures.
Wow. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Sub-zero temperatures. Yep. And where was he coming from?
Guatemala City.
What's the weather like out there? Isn't it pretty warm?
Yeah.
So he might have been in T-shirts and shorts.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, Matthew McConaughey will not be running for governor of Texas.
Oh, I thought he was doing well in the polls. Yeah. They had some polls out. They thought he could win it.
Yeah.
All right.
He took to his Instagram to post this video.
Listen, over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life going forward. It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders, establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life, organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream.
He's stuck in character, man.
He's that such guy, a good actor.
He doesn't know who he is.
He is a good actor. What do you think his best role is?
Oh, man. I liked him in White Boy Rick, but I also liked him in Free State of Jones.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, he was really good in that one, too. What's the one where he plays the lawyer?
Henry?
Lincoln Lawyer? Lincoln, is that the name of that? I think that's what that is.
I would have given anything for him to have more airtime in The Wolf of Wall Street. Because the short time he was on.
He was excellent in that. Yeah. Excellent in that. It's pretty good in We Are Marshall, too. Is that the name
of
that movie?
Yes.
He was really good in Amistad, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He was good in that. He's. I tell you.
I loved him in Failure to Launch.
That's a good movie, actually.
Terry Bradshaw was a star.
You know, my takeaway from that is it's easy to take 2 years to figure out what you're going to do next if you have $40 or $50 million in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
not everybody has that freedom. He said it took him a couple years to figure out what he's going to do.
In all sincerity, though, he doesn't know who he is. That's a character he's playing.
Well, you got to understand.
Who talks like that?
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Because Matthew McConaughey. Now remember, he's still probably in the evolution of Matthew McConaughey. Remember, he used to just be the guy that would run with his shirt off and do diamond push-ups like at the picnic table in the middle of a California park. Now he's more evolved now.
All right. Dazed and Confused, pretty good too.
Yes.
Texter says that. Yeah, go ahead.
We have a school renaming.
You are the Matthew McConaughey of Dazed and Confused.
Yes, what?
We have a school renaming in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Woodrow Wilson Elementary School in Framingham.
Uh-huh.
It was named after former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson.
Uh-huh.
But of course, people are now becoming more aware of the 28th president's views. Oh. And a months-long renaming process on Wednesday decided that the Framingham School Committee voted to rename the school. Harmony Grove Elementary School, a global academy.
Oh. They should just call it school. Then they won't get there. Nobody could cancel it at some point. So Woodrow Wilson is now canceled?
Yes, because of his controversial past, including his support of Jim Crow laws and his 1915 White House viewing and endorsement of the Birth of a Nation.
Now what they do in New York, right? They go P.S., and then they number them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's one middle school student, Lisa Moraro.
There were a lot of African-Americans, you know, black people working, he actually fired them. In a community that's so diverse, it's one of the things where I think it stands out the most to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as people are getting ready to do all of their holiday shopping, buying toys for some younger loved ones, a Walmart has stopped selling a toddler-friendly musical toy after a customer learned it was singing about cocaine use in Polish. So a Polish woman who resides in Ontario was mortified after she bought the product for her granddaughter, only to overhear the lyrics in her native language. Here is the woman, Ania Tanner.
It just happens that I'm Polish. When I start listening to the song and I heard the words, I was in shock. I didn't know, like, what is this? Some kind of joke? It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. Something about he doesn't care. He lost the house already. There's nothing to live for. Very depressing song.
What song is this?
It's a song
that the toy was singing.
The toy is called the Dancing Cactus Toy. It sells for $25.85.
All right. Don't buy that. If you see the Dancing Cactus Toy, don't buy it for your kids.
Yep. Collins Dictionary has announced its word of the year. And get excited, Greg.
Yes.
It's NFT.
NFT.
Non-fungible token.
All right. Word of the year.
Big time NFTs, man. Yeah.
I mean, once Collins Dictionary starts talking about it, you know it's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell, her trial starts today.
Who's Ghislaine?
I don't think that's
how you pronounce it.
I don't think that's
Gwendolyn Maxwell also hid there.
Gwendolyn?
What's her Curtis?
It's Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. The S is silent.
Oh, Ghislaine.
How's that BC education treating you?
I mean, that BC education is not for names.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial, it begins today. Prosecutors allege she created a network of underage victims for the late Jeffrey Epstein. But her lawyers are objecting twin torpedo into evidence, which is a sex toy, a vibrator.
They're objecting introducing it into evidence?
So no pictures or anything of sex toys used throughout this will be They don't want those.
They don't
included.
Want the twin torpedo coming up. Mm-hmm. What was that was one of his go-tos. The twin torpedo.
It seems like it was one of his go-tos.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you worried that she's going to get murdered?
Murdered.
Yeah, like what Jeffrey
mean,
Epstein.
You mean kill herself?
Well, that quote unquote. Yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
How is? I mean, it would have to be. What is she going to like walk into court and a bus is going to careen out of control? I mean, all eyes are going to be on her.
Weren't all eyes on Jeffrey Epstein?
They were supposed to be.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, did you see the story yesterday with this judge that was appointed by Biden and Chuck Schumer?
Yes.
Is not allowing them to have any evidence that's sensational and impure?
Yes. Like, they will not be able to introduce certain names, evidence about certain individuals. Mm-hmm. And that judge, shortly before the trial began, was nominated to be elevated when it comes to his particular position in the judicial world.
Knowing that he would be taking on this case.
Is that what you're referring to,
yes.
Curtis?
I think this is the great example, though, Epstein, because it is equal on Republican and Democrats. Both sides have canoodled with this guy and his associates to a point where he has dirt on everyone.
Yes.
And which is why he's been successful at evading all of this. It's unbelievable. In the book I read by Julie K. Brown about Epstein and all this disgusting behavior that he did, was that the guy that gave him the deal of the century where he could go off campus from jail every day but Sunday after being pled guilty to counts of, you know, child sexual abuse, is that guy was Trump's appointee as labor secretary. So he had to sit in front of Congress for a couple days where each senator could ask him a question. They all knew that he did that. Nobody asked because they're all covering for themselves.
Yeah.
It is the greatest embodiment of why our system is broken.
You would think there'd be one person that Ghislaine could kind of go.
It's pronounced Ghislaine. Oh, Ghislaine. Courtney.
I didn't say it that way. I said Ghislaine.
Could go to and be like, I know where all the bodies are buried, and let's take down.
Well, they have her black book.
Let's take down the big fish and give me
immunity.
They're
not going to take down any big fish.
You would think there'd be one lawyer like that.
Like Curtis says, both sides, everybody's involved. They're going to protect everybody. So. All right. What else? Anything else?
Sad news yesterday. Virgil Abloh, artistic director for Louis Vuitton and Off-White founder, has died of cancer at 41 yesterday. In an Instagram post, his family announced his death, saying he privately battled a rare aggressive form of cancer since 2019.
They didn't tell anybody about
it. Yeah. I mean, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, I was shocked.
Kind of like Chadwick Boseman.
Absolutely. And we were in the seaport and Santo was saying that he wished that he had gone to the ICA. They had that big exhibit for Virgil. We were talking about it right before it was announced that he died.
And I still, to this day, don't get Off-White. Like, the Off-White sneakers, like, they're ridiculously expensive. But they're just, you know, whether it's Air Force One, Jordans, Jordan Ones.
Keds.
No Keds.
No, people say the same thing about flip-flops. They don't understand why I wear them, so.
Brooks Koepka was asked about them because his cleats are Off-Whites, and he said, yeah, the golf world wouldn't understand.
They're
this
expensive.
Is fashion.
Ooh, they are expensive. The Louis Jordan ones are nice, though.
Yeah. And I know that you said last week, Greg, that having leftovers for Thanksgiving is better than actually the Thanksgiving meal.
Correct, yes.
Well, today is the last day to eat leftovers.
Okay.
After today, no good. Throw them out.
Oh.
Here's Wendy Mim, a director of food safety education at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Those leftovers are safe in the fridge for 4 days, so up to
four
days. So if you've eaten on Thanksgiving, you've got till Monday to either eat all those delicious leftovers or make sure that you get them into the freezer. Because once they're in the freezer, they can stay there for quite some time and still be safe to eat when you take them out.
Okay. Once you freeze, though, not as good.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you freeze, though?
Maybe you could freeze.
The turkey? Ham?
No.
Yeah, like that sounds gross.
Yeah, you're not going to freeze the stuffing.
So if you eat them after today, you get sick,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, not good for you after today.
All right.
And we'll round this one out with a group of scientists from the University of Liverpool and Liverpool John Moores University have suggested that cats are actually psychopaths in their latest research.
I think everybody knew that cats were psychopaths.
Yes. And their explanation on how to help if your cat it falls into this category. You can go online. There's a bunch of questions that you answer about your cat's demeanor.
Yeah.
Buy large cat trees and tall scratching posts, and you should be fine.
Cat's
still a psychopath, but that'll help.
Like if your cat spends a lot of time, there's like five or six things if your cat spends a lot of time up on the top of the refrigerator or up on the top of the counters, just kind of staring at you with their cat eyes, they're a psychopath.
They're sneaky, them cats,
but
man.
Dogs are, we all love dogs. Cats, I've always felt like cats, they don't do anything. What do they do?
A lot of people love cats,
no,
though.
I yeah, don't think a they lot do. Of people I don't, do. I really don't think they do.
Yeah, my mother used to was a cat woman.
Yeah,
they're psychopaths.
Everybody says that you don't have to really take care of them. They take care of themselves.
Dogs, too much responsibility with a dog. Cat, you could just, you know, kitty litter, some food, and it's good to go.
The issue wasn't cooking the cat.
What?
Yeah, Dale cooked the cat before.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, and the movie I was thinking was with Matthew McConaughey, A Time to Kill, with him and Sam Jackson.
Oh. That's
a Grisham
That was a really good one. That was the one he played the lawyer.
Oh, by the way, Hardo Greg at the airport. Should I read the latest Grisham novel?
I haven't read a book in quite some time.
It was
enjoyable, Curtis. Very enjoyable. All right. Boomer Esiason will join us next on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.